You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Then there's one here on the same note. People are just so gosh damn stupid, or people that market stuff think people are stupid, and I guess that they verify that by buying this crap that they market to them. Business Insider, they're a real outfit, claims that Nordstrom, that's a real store, is selling muddy jeans. Are they a thing?
What, like pre-muddied jeans?
Is that what they are, Sid?
Yeah, I guess.
$425.
I've never.
That's $200 a leg.
Now I see the story.
You could buy a pair of cheap jeans at some yard sale
for $6
and roll around in your
go
yard.
To the flea market, the Salvation Army. The store's website describes the jeans as, quote, the Barracuda straight leg jeans, which are made by the brand PRP's Embody rugged Americana workwear that's seen some hardworking action. Oh, my butt. Internet reaction. First Twitter thing was, this is a joke, right? Do you also sell jeans covered in cow manure? Was one response. Everybody's gone insane.
Can I have some with wine dripped on them?
That you can drink and eat off your pants. The AV Club, whatever that is, claims that Los Angeles has an ice cream shop called Little Damage. They are now selling black ice cream for teen goth people.
Wait a minute.
Those who dress in black can have their almond charcoal soft serve in a dish or a charcoal-infused waffle cone. The soft serve cone tastes like chocolate with a hint of charcoal. See, I read these things and I wonder if I'm like having an acid flashback. Because it's so stupid and surreal.
Are teen goths still even a big thing?
I don't know.
They peaked in the 80s. Sometime.
I saw Kelly Osbourne on, was it Colbert last night? Because I was up too late after this basketball game. And she was on there and she's got more tattoos and piercings, and one side of her head shaved and one's not, and she has a bunch of fake boobies, and they were
more than two.
She had four or five, I think.
Wow.
And they were all pushed up and looked really gross, and her father, Ozzy, that vegetable, was texting her during the show, and it was just so awful. And so I guess that she's goth, but she has a book out about her life, and what is she, 12 or 24? So she has her life story out, and it has the F word in the title of it, so that had to be blanked out. It just never ends. Yahoo News claims that chocolate cake Twinkies have hit store shelves. They are still filled with white creamy filling, but they're chocolate. Do we need that?
Made the news.
Jolly Rancher flavored Pop-Tarts have hit store shelves. People are flocking, it says, to buy frosted watermelon, green apple, and cherry flavored Jolly Rancher tarts.
Well,
I thought it said farts for a minute. It said tarts.
Now that'd be a flavor.
Now that'd be something new. Well, this is disgusting.
Yes.
I'm just reading stuff that isn't the news, just off the page directly. Disney will release Frozen 2.
Directly to DVD?
2019. Remember, you know, that was a gigantic deal, I guess. I don't know what it is. It's a movie about ice, I'm guessing. I have no clue. Star Wars. Where did this go? Star Wars Episode IX. I guess that's 9 when they're all awake from the last one. I have no idea. It's the final installment in the current trilogy. How many of these are there?
As many as Disney wants to put out forever, because they will.
Until they will do this forever, won't they?
Yeah, because you can bring in new actors in new roles to work with the older actors before all of them die.
And every sucker on the planet, like you and my kid, will go to this until you die.
Well, so long as they're good.
How do you gauge that?
You'll go anyway.
What if they suck? You'd still go.
I'll go once. But the money comes from the
market.
But
you'll go back to see if it sucked and maybe that you missed something.
No. I'm old enough now to know once if it sucked.
It'll be out in Memorial Day 2019. Mark Hamill has confirmed that Luke Skywalker will appear, but Carrie Fisher will not. Well, that sucks. Now I'm not going.
Well, yeah, because you were going to go twice before.
Yes.
Just to make sure it sucked.
I have to confirm the level
just
of suckage.
Just to confirm how bad it is. But they cut her out of it, and that blow is just because she's dead. That ain't right.
Well, she can't film any new material anymore.
Yeah, but they had her parts done, though.
No, this is the next one, the one after the one that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but they digitally put one guy in the one of the movies, so they could do it for her if they wanted to.
Well,
my favorite thing about it, though, is the guy who posted that they need to make the title something that continues the sentence from The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and he makes breakfast. Should be the next one.
Yeah, they could play on that for a long time. Sir Paul McCartney is, I guess he will never stop. He's bringing back his one-on-one tour to America. It begins July 5th in Miami. So Paul is back. Oh, what else? We got to give away this money, and we got to give away tickets for Beale Street Music Fest, which we shall momentarily tomorrow. It is an Ask Lawyer Bill Day, and our buddy Bruce Van Weingarten, editor of The Flyer, will join us. On Friday, Ace Atkins, the new Spencer novel. They began in 1972 or 3 with a Godwolf manuscript written by Robert B. Parker. Mr. Parker passed away. Ace was chosen to carry on the tradition, and he has very, very well. This book is called Little White Lies. It is, I've laughed out loud a few times. It's funny, and it's smart, and Spencer and Hawk are back, and it's... a rollicking good time, and he'll be here on Friday to discuss that. He'll be out at Barnes & Noble
the 11th
or something. Mm-hmm. And so he's going on tour, but he'll be here Friday in advance of the book being out the week after. So that is coming up on Friday. Our friends in the insurance business, Rook Insurance, Miss Rook and her office mates have two offices here in the Mid-South area. They are in Lakeland on Canada Road and in Covington. The number to call is 867-SAVE, and that's what you do is save money. We have emails and friends that have chosen her as their agent, small businesses, homes and cars and all this stuff. There are no surprise rate hikes. That is her big foundation. It's the home of the Erie rate lock, where the rates don't go up, no statewide increases, and she'll take care of you and explain this all to you. If you'll call or stop by to meet with her staff, and they can go over all the things. Many folks have gone this route and are saving a lot of money. So there's no reason to not at least look into it. Rookinsurance.com, 867-SAVE, for further information. We will do a break and come back and chat about some more stuff. There's a new Kung Fu process I want to tell you about. Helps you with strength training. Mm-hmm. And helps to fight diseases, but the methods they use are a little bit questionable. It's called Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master. Dude. So I'll keep you in suspicion on that deal, and we'll come back in just a minute and do some more jabbering. Roger Ailes fired. He was the chief of the news. He ran the whole news division. He was at CNN for a number of years, went to Fox, and was fired for hassling these women who he wanted to promote them if they would do things for him of a sexual nature. That's the kind of scum that he was. Bill O'Reilly, who is the same kind of scum, was fired after having to cop to paying five women $13 million over lawsuits, and a bunch of other stuff has surfaced since then. The entire culture over there is apparently so toxic. They lost Megyn Kelly to NBC. She has two new shows coming up. A bunch of people that used to be on there won't be on there anymore because of their agendaed. This isn't even a news station. Many folks will think that they are. It's just not. And they're being called out endlessly over their approach to this. 13 people have now accused Fox News of racial bias. So it's gone from sex and those lawsuits and firings to now racial bias. You don't see many black folks on the Fox. Mr. Murdoch, Rupert, who is the owner of News Corp, which manages and owns Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, Their British publication was closed down. Scandals and money problems some years back. There was a story I read somewhere over the weekend about how his two sons, who have a completely different take on politics, news, and life in general than their father, will be running this corporation. And they are both, I hate the words liberal and conservative. I don't know what they mean anymore. But these two men, one of them especially, is a big proponent of the environment. He's given a ton of money to things like Nat Geo and their magazine and their network. They believe in causes that are quite different from what their father believes in. But they will soon be running News Corp and Fox News, and they intend to change it dramatically. So this may be bad news for some folks that believe this is the real news and not an agended entertainment network. There are some good people on there. Shepard Smith is one of them. He doesn't seem to take a bias, and he calls them as he sees them, whether they're ultra-right conservative or not. And then there are these nut jobs like Sean Hannity, but that's just my opinion. And that's not to say that there aren't annoying nut jobs on MSNBC. Rachel Maddow, I just can't take it anymore. It's the extreme the other way. So they all suck is the point, I think.
Yeah.
CNN tries to be down the middle somehow, but they've lost that too. It is impossible to watch any of it without going insane. So don't, perhaps. But now Fox has more issues. Now it's over race, not sex, and that kind of stuff. So that's really great for them. So you're going to see some changes coming there as time goes by. They are getting rid of the problems and trying to fix the image and perhaps fix the direction that they take and be more of a news station and less of a whatever they are. Scott Baio, that little punk who ought to have his ass kicked around the corner a few times after his comments about Aaron Moran's passing, he was chachi, which means dick, I think, in Spanish. He was on Happy Days with her, she, and Richie Cunningham and all that stuff.
Yes.
And so he made some arrogant comments about when you do booze and drugs, you're going to die. And he didn't realize that she died of stage 4 throat cancer. And he tried to apologize and backstep. He didn't mean it. He didn't know that. People hate him because he is a Trump supporter. No, they hate you because you're a dick.
You're
an idiot and you say things like this. You're a moron. This is why you don't work and no one likes you. So he tried to backtrack. And her brother, I guess, they talked about how this got so bad for her so fast. This is her husband. He couldn't, she couldn't speak or eat or drink in the last days. He fell asleep holding her hand in bed on Saturday night. When he woke up an hour later, she was just gone. He adds that the coroner told him that this disease had taken a toll on his wife. Well, yes, yeah. Obviously it did. It went to her spleen, her brain, and her lungs. So she had cancer. And everybody, to a person, I am guessing, assumed that she died from you know, dope. Well, she didn't. I would guess that her use of drugs and booze, that was really, really heavy for a while. Probably didn't help this. But she died at, she was way too young, 55 or 6. And Tony Moran, who is her brother, is extremely irate over this little putz, Bayo's initial drug insinuations. And he went to Facebook to vent on Tuesday, where we all go to vent. Mm-hmm. Get a life. He mentions that Bayo and Aaron had a brief relationship back in those days when they were kids, but that she dumped him because, quote, she told me that you were tiny, end quote. And he says, you know, barely a man in the man region. So I guess the way to attack a guy is talk about him having a tiny wiener, like a Vienna sausage or something. So that was the insinuation, and which is probably unnecessary. But the best part is he also had a suggestion for Bayo. Quoting him, I'd advise you to get on your knees and pray that you never run into me.
Good for him.
End quote. There's an ass whooping coming.
Yeah.
And I hope they get it on Facebook Live.
I mean, and if you don't, I do really hate Scott Bayo now. And I used to watch that stupid show, Happy Days. Well, everybody did. Not that I cared about him ever. But I personally have experienced terminal cancer in the past 2 weeks. And it's not anything that
have.
anybody would ever want to experience ever again.
We sat here and watched Zeke die in 8 weeks. This ain't pretty. We've all been through it. You know, friends, family, we've all got somebody who is fighting it, has fought it and beaten it or died from it. And to make light of it based upon your assumption, he needs more than his ass kicked. He needs all of him kicked, even his tiny penis. Jack off. Anyway.
Yeah.
I played Brandy there by the Looking Glass for a reason, which I spaced off on because I got obsessed by this by a tiny penis boy. these things just keep on amazing me. GameSpot claims that Doritos has installed a music player in their Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 Doritos bags. Really?
Huh.
It's a bag of chips. The bag plays the movie's soundtrack when headphones are plugged into it.
Oh, okay.
The bags go on sale Friday at Amazon.com. Find out if this is real and if it costs money and how much.
Yeah, I want to see how much.
They will not be available in stores. The soundtrack listing is as follows. Flashlight by Parliament. Father and Son by Cat Stevens. Cheap Tricks, Surrender. Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang by Silver. I have no idea what that means. Jay and the Americans, Brandy, My Looking Glass, George Harrison's My Sweet Lord, Southern Nights, Glenn Campbell, some Sam Cooke, Fleetwood Mac, on and on. But you plug your headphones into a bag of Doritos to hear these songs. Okie dokie. So it's only on Amazon.
That's innovative anyway.
I suppose you could call it that.
But you can only get them on Amazon.
So how much are they?
I don't know. You've got to really want them, I guess.
Well, yeah. And if you really are, you know, driven to buy this, you need to go see a shrink. Kelly Mechanical Services, our good friends, Bryant Kelly, his partner, Walter, pros for 50 years in this business, a combined experience. An A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, that's high praise because they're good at what they do. And that's why they keep getting new customers every year. It's a seasonal thing. They come to your house twice a year with a contract in the fall for the heater, the furnace, and for the AC now. You got to have your outside thing cleaned and sprayed off. They do that. They check the inside unit and get it all cleaned up and functional for you for the hot summer ahead. If it's time for a new one, and sometimes it just is, they use Trane. It's hard to stop a Trane. They will install that for you, and if need be, they can finance it too. Keep this number in your phone because you never know when it might just go out, and that's not cool. 288-4343. Not cool. Get it? It's hot because the air goes out. 288-4343. Bryant Kelly. It's Kelly with an EY. They're on the internet too. Kelly Mechanical Services. Thank you, Bryant and Walter, for being here with us. All the folks at Train and all they do. 288-4343 is that number. All right. Here's the last story before we go into a break and dumbasses and all that stuff. Practitioners of the form of kung fu known as Damo Yin Zizong. I can't say these words. They're not English. I don't know what these are. Japanese, perhaps. It's a form of strength training that also helps fight disease. I suppose it makes your body stronger and your immune system and all that better. That all sounds good, it says here, but the downside is that it involves swinging heavy wooden boxes from your genitals.
What?
This is for men, I suppose. Maybe Scott Baio could try it to lengthen his dong. Master Wee Yo Bin, the self-proclaimed iron crotch kung fu master, had his teachings go viral in February when he released a video showing his training techniques, a video that no one wants to see ever, I'm guessing. He claims his form of kung fu training can help men overcome erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation, whatever that is. So if you want to hang this stuff from your Peter, you can do it.
I'll
pass.
The dysfunction is going to be, there's going to be nothing there when it falls off.
Now, the Asians have some really smart techniques for health purposes and such, but tying a wooden box to your dingus, I don't see what that's going to do except really hurt. Anybody that tries it, send us a video, and we'll give you a prize.
Or something. Like a party bag of Guardians of the Galaxy Doritos.
Yes, and some clear pants to wear.
It's not on Amazon yet.
And we found the clear pants, and the chick wearing them is gutless because she had on a pair of shorts underneath it.
Yep.
So what's the point?
Lame.
It's totally lame, and it's bogus.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.